Stephen, I know you are a massive fan of the EFTM podcast. Like,
yes.
Every week he sends me texts like, guys, great. Everyone needs to know about this.
Why are you talking about that on this podcast?
Because
why is that?
I made a commitment to my audience
okay.
that I would play you something.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Really?
So I've been, for the last couple of weeks, I've been playing
Is it
AI
another movie
music.
Reference?
I've been playing AI music jingles, right?
I know what
Intros
you've done.
Intros and stuff?
Yeah. We did this on the John Stanley Show on 2GB about a month ago.
I know. But I've been playing with jingles, right?
Okay. You made one about me, didn't you?
No, I made one about Two Blokes Talking
about
Tech.
About Two Blokes, all right.
All right, jingle for the podcast, Two Blokes Talking Tech in a rock style. That's the only prompt I've given it, right?
Oh, so that's why you got your little connections happening here, right? Now it's all dawning on me.
I've given it nothing more than jingle for the podcast, Two Blokes Talking Tech in a rock style. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay. Two blokes on the scene, talking tech machines, breaking it down. Dave and Trevor.
Right.
I know we're going to talk about AI
is
in
this
show.
Is this an alternate reality, is it?
But, like, this just proves how AI can get it wrong.
Oh, yeah. AI is wrong often. Yeah. Dave and Trevor. But you never gave it, so you'd had to look for Two Blokes Talking Tech and, couldn't read my name.
Some of the stuff, like, I've done some EFTM ones, and I've just said EFTM podcast. That's it.
Yeah.
And it brings up tech and smart home, and it makes it know it looks somewhere and finds out that it's tech. But I then just to help you feel better, right? I did one in a country style, and I gave it our names. Uh-huh. I gave it our names.
Trevor Long and Stephen Finch.
So at that point, I gave
That'll
up.
That'll do.
At that point,
Finch.
I gave up.
Yeah.
It's Finch.
That reminds me of when I went to Vegas when the US announcer was trying to make sense of the South Sydney. He called them the South Sydney Rabbitos. The Rabbitos. Stephen Finch.
Does Siri pronounce you correctly? So there's no issue with that?
My Mercedes pronounces my name correctly.
All right.
When
Solid
I get in,
flex there.
When I get in, it says, welcome back, Stephen Finch.
Because we've got a friend and her name's Nikki. I'm pretty sure her name's Nicole.
Yep.
But... like, it's Nikki, N-I-C-C-I, is how she writes it, right? Okay. That's her business name and everything.
Yep.
And whenever you, like, send a text or a reply, it'll say, new tech from Nixie.
Oh,
and
it's
like, that's just so wrong. The mispronunciation is wild. So, like, Dave was a failing
Dave,
of AI.
Hello. Yeah.
G'day, Dave.
Because I seek some help from AI for the movie podcast sometimes.
Yeah, right.
And I
help me find a new host.
No, not that. No, I just try to get help with like I know the movie and I just want it written down like a scene by scene breakdown.
Right.
I say, give me a scene by scene breakdown of Phone Booth.
Yep.
And I think it gets it about 80% right.
Really?
There are some bits in it that are definitely wrong. Wrong name, wrong thing that happens. Like he just makes shit up. It just makes stuff up.
I think that's the problem is people I think this is going to be
a lot of gaps.
Yeah. It is literally filling its own gaps with its own knowledge.
Yeah. And it's and I think though, is it on purpose, you reckon? Because you can't pass it off as being you got to making that sort of error means you got to check it at another source.
Yeah.
So if you pass it off as your own and it's wrong and you don't know that it's wrong.
That's true.
Then, hello, you use AI and it's wrong.
I think it's just needs more training.
Yeah.
That's all it needs.
Yeah, but it's as good as the source it comes from, doesn't it?
Don't you think that music stuff is remarkable, though? Like, I can't stop playing with it.
When we were on the I was on my Monday night scene with John Stanley, he made one about Ray. I think Ray ended up playing it on his show the next morning. And then Ray made one up about John about how he's an old bloke with his mobility scooter on the golf course.
Yes.
And then during my segment, we made a love story for me to Joe, like in 1 minute.
Yeah. No, I did one live when I was recording.
I was texting Joe during, because she sometimes listens to me at night.
Sometimes.
Monday night, sometimes. And I said, oh, I hope you were listening. She goes, no, I was asleep. And I said, well, we made up a love song from me to you. And luckily, gave me the file. And Declan, the panel operator, gave me the file. And I shared it with her on a text. She went, oh, that lovely. But it was AI. Yeah.
You're a simple man.
Yeah.
Joe. What are you doing? Should have just stayed asleep.
Yeah, no. I texted. I think my text woke her up.
So hang on. Whoa.
Yeah. Because I was in the studio.
Whoa. You have your phone turned off downstairs.
Yeah.
She has hers by the bedside table.
Yep.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. No, I have it. My watch though. My watch is connected upstairs. The phone is downstairs, but not off. Like I sometimes it might be off, but most nights it's on. In my office, and if I get a call, it's going to divert to the watch. So I use the watch as my alarm. Yeah.
Well, that's extra information that you've not shared before. You made out like you have no phone gadgety.
Well, I don't have a phone. I don't have a phone next to me.
Yeah, but mate, you've got an Apple Watch. That's
yeah. But if I get text during the night, it don't come up on the watch. I don't see it. Yeah, because it's charging.
The beeping of Joe's text wake you up?
She's on silent. No, she's silent. Yeah, I think that. I don't know how I think she read that message the next morning. So she was asleep because it was like 10 o'clock at night. It was nearly 10 p.m. And, anyway.
Joe goes to bed early.
It's a long story.
Stephen goes to bed at 1 a.m.
No, I don't know. I go to bed about 11:15, 11:30 now because I'm up at 6, quarter to 6 every morning.
You have to go to bed earlier?
No. It's just that I get up earlier.
Dinner at 5 o'clock as well?
No, you idiot.
At your facility?
No, mate, because I'm up early. I want to get my training out the way, or my walk, or the gym.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, me too.
I was in the gym this morning.
So was I.
6 a.m. I was walking in the gym.
Mentally, I was there.
And then I was home. Then because I'm going to get all my radio started, my earliest is 7:30.
Soft.
So I'm early.
My earliest is 4:30.
Yeah, well, that's
you're
you, mate.
Soft.
That's you. It's I get home in time for them. But so by the time I do my radio and start working, I've already done my exercise.
Fair enough.
Not back on the treadmill, mate. What's the go?
Got a bit of work to do there, yeah.
Come on, mate. Come on. We're in this together.
I know. I'm just not – I'm not there right now.
Yeah.
I need – I've only got – I think I've worked it out. I can only – the building, the renovations, it's just too much focus.
Mm.
And so I think about it too much and I'm all – like I just – when all that's done, I'll be clear of
mind. A bit more focused. Yeah, I think I'm just maintaining my weight. I don't think I've lost a lot more weight. I've just sort of stayed the same.
I am not going to show it publicly.
Right. But what are we talking about?
I'm not going to lie. I saw a photo of you that I went, oh, you have lost weight.
Yeah. Really?
It was.
Which one?
I feel horrible saying this, but you know what? It's fine. We know we're mates.
I was fat, mate. I'll tell you. I was fat.
It was. Oh, I can't. Coop. But I can't even type right now. Well, I was searching. I was doing an article about the Swift Challenge, you know, the kids winners, whatever. So I searched Cupertino and I find a relevant photo that I can use somewhere of Cupertino. So it's like Apple Park, right? Now I scroll back. I don't know when it was. I'll scroll a little bit here before we get the show underway. Oh, there's a hefty example of it.
That was last the size 2 years
of your head.
2 years ago?
Your head is enormous.
I've got it. My head's still big.
I know, but.
Big head,
but
big brain.
That's not even
mate.
The one I found, mate.
Big head, big brain.
You know, I think this might be it. Inside Steve Jobs Theatre.
Oh, yeah. Chunky rooster.
Mate,
chunky
done,
rooster, yeah.
You'd be 10K at least down on
more,
that.
More, 15, I reckon.
Easy.
Yeah.
Man.
Most definitely. That was me at my worst.
You did really well.
Me at my worst.
You did so well.
Yeah. Won't happen again, mate.
I did okay, but I plateaued. I'm just going to. I'll get back to it.
I'm still down. I haven't put weight back on. I'm still down. I'll probably maintaining right now.
That's maintaining's better than not.
If I can pin my ears back a bit, I reckon I can lose a few more kegs.
Let's pin them. But not right now. I've just got a few more things to get to.
Okay. And there's two boxes of shapes over here too. So that
I don't eat barbecue shapes. Because firstly the original recipe ones are here because I had the gluten free ones and was comparing them. And then they're here now again because the Xbox versions are here.
Ah.
And so I was comparing them.
Right. So you don't eat barbecue shapes?
No, I eat chicken
so
crimpies.
So can I take them home? Or?
Yep, you can take both packets, mate. I'm a chicken crimpies man.
That'll be
through.
My cheat meal, my cheat day snack.
Mate. If
the cheat day's awesome, by the way.
If that was chicken crimpies.
Chicken crimpies.
That's a one
That was
sitting.
One of your desert island snacks, wasn't it?
I get rid
crimpies,
of them
which I've
in
never heard of.
One sitting.
Wow. The chicken crimpy.
Mate. So
mate,
good.
The secret is to finding a snack that's really tasty but good, that's a healthy option.
Chicken
and
crimpies.
I found one. I can't remember the name, but it's like a little rice
cashews.
Cake. No, yeah, cashews too. Cashews nice. But it's like a little rice cake about that big, about the size of a 20-cent coin.
Yeah,
it's got dark chocolate on it.
Yeah, my Amanda buys them for the kids.
They are awesome.
Yep.
Yeah. And I used to, they used to come in little packets of four.
Yes, I know.
And I'm thinking, great.
We'd put them in the kids'
And
lunchbox.
I said to Joe, I sent her the wrapper. I said, can you buy more of these? And she was shopping at the time,
of
right?
Course,
she was out.
Right, yeah.
And then she comes home. She goes, oh, this is better value. She bought a massive bag of them. And they were loose, and I'm thinking,
oh, and you're
shit,
like, oh, no.
I'm going to eat 100 of these at the same time. Having a packet meant you could only have four. Today, I grabbed six in one, and with a cup of tea, I went and smashed six of them.
By the way, breaking news, next week, Stephen's going to be doing the show, not with Diet Coke, but with tea.
Yeah.
I've got to buy a kettle for the office.
Buy a kettle, mate.
Because Stephen wants tea.
I can have a cuppa.
I'll get a kettle.
I'll have a cuppa.
Remind me. To get a kettle, okay?
Kettle. I'll buy the kettle, mate. I'll bring it.
I'll get a kettle.
$10 a Kmart. I'll get it for you.
You're going to bring
BYO kettle and I'll BYO tea bags and I might even leave some tea bags here.
Great idea.
So I can make a cup when I want, you know, with a little Splendor and everything, eh?
Is that
all right?
They're safe with me.
There you go.
Welcome to Two Blokes Talking Tech.
Not a bad price.
With Trevor Long from EFTM.com.
Really handy device.
And Stephen Fenech from techguide.com.au.
Two Blokes Talking Tech, episode 630.
630.
Thanks to the great people at Netgear.
Not 230, 630.
No, 230.
230. That's an in-joke, everyone. You might have to listen back to a show to understand what we're talking about.
Some years ago, I think.
Yeah.
But anyway.
If you want to know what we're talking about, send us a text or send us a message and I'll explain what 230 means.
That'd be a wild reason.
What the joke is for 230.
That'd be a wild reason to send us a message, to be honest. But anyway.
230.
Thanks to Netgear and Arlo, who...
230.
Like, let's be real. For some inexplicable reason... Just continue to support this show. We've just done 11 and a half minutes of absolute sheer dribble.
Yeah.
And
yeah, there's a bit of AI.
They're still here.
Did a bit of AI.
Kicked it off with
then
AI.
And drifted off a touch.
Pretty quickly.
So that's what we like, mate. People, the most common comments we get are, it's like listening on a couple of blokes having a chat. It's what we are.
Our biggest risk is a new marketing manager at either of those companies who goes, what? What? Do you know what I mean? Imagine they come in and they go, what are we doing? What is that? And then they watch and they go, listen, move on. All right? So we love you.
Yeah.
Hi, Sarah. Heidi.
Do. Yeah. Champions.
Lambro.
Yeah, Lambro.
Brad,
genius.
Appreciate your support. Two Blokes Talking Tech, episode 630.
630.
Netgear, Arlo, tick the boxes. Thank you, folks. We'll tell you about them shortly. Now, speaking of AI, that was like a big tease for AI.
Those
what
songs.
Have you asked Meta AI? So this week, Meta AI launched.
Yeah.
And I've been describing it as just Meta or Facebook's version of ChatGPT.
Yeah.
But it's implemented within the existing app.
Yeah.
So it's in Facebook Messenger, it's in Instagram DM, it's in WhatsApp.
So you're basically having a chat with it.
Mm.
So I use it on WhatsApp. And so I've got a little chat now with Meta AI.
What have you asked it? What was the first thing you asked it? I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
I asked it about the scene-by-scene breakdown, see how accurate it was. Because I use ChatGPT and Gemini, which are both horrible, to get the scene-by-scene synopsis.
Right, how'd it go?
And Meta was, I reckon, equally poor.
I went for an image first. I said, imagine a golden sunset over a mystic lake.
Yeah.
And the picture is on EFTM.com. That's a very good image.
And so
what
are the rights to that image now? Who owns that image now? Do you own that because you made it up, or how does that work? Is someone going to go, hang on a minute, we own that image? Because this is going to be an issue. You know how you can...
I don't know.
The generative AI, there's going to have to be like a
screw
watermark.
Screw you, Mark Zuckerberg, I own it, okay? Because I came up with the words that inspired it.
See what I mean? Like you run it on EFTM, you'll probably get an invoice from someone now.
It probably will, yeah.
Yeah, Meta will invoice.
I then ask things like, what's the capital of Chile? just to see if it's, if it did general knowledge as well.
Mate. That's Google.
I know, but no, but Google, I'm in WhatsApp all the time.
Yeah.
The point, the smart thing here about Meta AI is putting it where you are.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I think it's made AI more pervasive, right? So,
and it's part of
it's
the service.
Made it ubiquitous, right?
Yes.
Now, do you know, here's my gut feeling here, right?
Right. What is
it? It's convenient, right? Because you think about, right, you got Facebook, Messenger, Instagram, WhatsApp.
Yeah.
That's the internet.
Yes.
Right? That's where people reside.
Instagram DMs is communication
for
a lot of people.
Right. This is why, like Mark Zuckerberg said, oh, look, it's going to be free. It's Llama 3, opens, large language model, all of that, right? Is this not another way for them to get your data?
Sure, of course.
They've now made, right, you know how Google gets your data? They see what you search for.
Maybe, yeah.
Guess what? Facebook is going to do the same now because they're going to see what you search for, see what you talk about.
Yeah.
So what did you ask it before about the, what
Capital
were you asking?
Chile?
So you may, I'd like to, you know what we should do, right? This is what we should do, a bit of homework for us. We'll keep track of what we ask it and see what ads it serves up.
Right.
To see how the data's being used again. It's just yet another way to suck all the data out of us.
Write me a short poem about how amazing technology is. Here's a short poem. With wires and circuits, a world is born. Connections abound and knowledge is sworn. In Silicon Halls, innovation reigns and progress unfolds in digital rain, like digital rain. With every click, a door opens wide to vast horizons where dreams reside. The hum of machines, a symphony suite, a chorus of wonder at our fingertips meet. In this digital age, we find our way through virtual realms to a brighter day where information flows like a river's stream and the world's wisdom is but a dream.
And then you can listen to Trevor and Dave.
But like, isn't it wild? But then you test its general knowledge. So a couple of people in the man cave started just asking it about Trevor Long and just going, well, this is wrong. But one of them.
Really? What did it get wrong?
I think it was, I have to look it up now. I think,
say you're on Sunrise.
give me a second to find it. But I think it might have been Danny who did some kind of work to train it.
Yeah.
So he was trying to say that actually, the more you tell it, the more it learns.
Of course, but isn't that like all of them, though?
So the first one was Lucas, who said, imagine a 45-year-old white man with no glasses and a close-cut beard presenting a tech report on the Today Show in Australia. And the image there is me. You can see these images. I'm not putting them on the video. Bugger off.
Is that you?
No.
Is that supposed to be you?
It's just imagining an image, right?
Who is that guy? Is that a person?
No.
So that's random.
That's a completely generated human. You can tell when they're generated because the fingers are always horrible. and then
fingers are horrible.
The fingers? No, it really struggles with fingers. It
really,
mate. It can't do them well.
Really?
In every photo I've generated of a human, it's absolutely struggled. I can't find the one where someone asked it over and over again, and it kind of learnt. But anyway, I'm pretty sure it was Danny. Mm. But someone asked, like, repeated kind of feeding it back information, and it kind of learnt.
Does it also, ChatGPT and Gemini stuff, you can say whatever, like when I do the synopsis thing, right? That's probably what I use for. Synopsis, and then I'll say more detail.
Yes. Oh, no,
so
you can do
it
all
remembers
that.
What I asked it.
Yes, it does.
So it does
by
that.
The way,
okay.
Trevor Long is an American actor known for Cade Langmore and Ozark, and he's also the co-host of Storm 2 by Talking Tech. So it put the two Trevor Longs together.
Oh, so it just did a Google search.
It kind of mucked that up.
Yeah, right.
And then I did one where I asked it to do images for my header photo of the actual story I was writing.
Okay.
And then I did it yesterday live on air. I did a thing getting it to generate a photo. This was interesting for the bias people talk about. I said, imagine a radio announcer in Perth, Western Australia, came up with an image of a bloke in a studio.
Yeah.
So bias,
male.
It was a male.
Yeah.
I said, imagine a female
it was a 50-50
radio
chance.
Announcer in Perth. And it came up with a Asian-looking woman in Perth. The buildings are in Perth. And then I said, do it again. And it did it again.
Another Asian.
And then I said, imagine a Caucasian female. Radio announcer in Perth, and did a pretty good job. Look at that.
So how come it gave Asian first? Is this sort of based on your search history or something? Or?
I don't know. That's its cognitive bias. You
never got that one, did you?
Yeah. No, I'm not, mate. I'm not justifying your rubbish with that. Well, let's,
right.
I want to know
did you
now.
Get your search history or not?
Who is
are you asking
Stephen
me? Yeah, it'll say, Fennec. I'll tell you, there's another Stephen Fennec on the internet, and he's a very famous photographer.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll find out. Don't worry, mate.
He's a photographer.
Stephen Fenech is the editor of Tech Guide, a weekly podcast that looks at consumer technology news and reviews, talks to industry figures and answers technology-related questions. He's one of Australia's most respected tech... They've got this mixed up with me. one of Australia's most respected tech journalists and a regular on radio and TV talking about the latest tech news and product
trends. Just read my bio on one of my websites.
You're right. No S-H-I-T. I could have found that on Google. I could have found... that on Google.
Yeah.
Exclamation point. How does it react when you...
Yes, when you throw a bit of...
So I said, no, S-H-I-T, I could have found that on Google. Fair point. I apologise if my response seemed too basic.
Oh.
I'm here to provide in-depth... That's...
Throwing a bit of heat at it.
If you're looking for more specific information about Stephen Fenech, such as his background, notable works, or achievements, let me know and I'll do my best to provide information.
Woo.
Please tell me some of Stephen... Fenech's greatest achievements.
Wow. Greatest achievements.
Da, 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 da.
Jeez, this is risky.
This is fun.
What's it going to say?
Stephen Fenech is a well-known... Okay, we know that.
Yes.
This is fun. Number one, founding and editing Tech Guide, a popular news and review website. Boom. Number two, regularly appearing on TV and radio, such as The Project, ABC News, 2GB Radio.
The Project. Never been on the project.
You're
going to
love this. You are going to absolutely love this, and this proves the point about some things we said. Number three, winning the IT Journo Award for Best Consumer Technology Journalist in 2014.
News to me.
Didn't happen.
News to me.
Number four, being, I don't know if this happened, but maybe it did, being named one of the top 50 most influential people in Australian IT by ITWire in 2015.
Yeah. That happened, yep.
Wow.
Did you not get on that list?
Or? I was in... T3 magazine.
Yeah, I thought that's one. Oh, that's not it.
Okay. Yeah, it's ITY.
Yeah, Damien Francis did that one.
Yeah, that was T3. Yeah. And number five, authoring articles for various publications, including the Sydney Morning Herald, the Australian, and PC and Tech Authority. That's made up.
Woo-hoo.
Hosting and moderating tech events, conferences, and product launches.
Yeah, done that.
Broadly.
Yeah.
Building a large following on social media with over 20,000 followers on Twitter alone.
It's struggling now.
And providing, and number eight, providing extra commentary on technology issues to major outlets. This is a repeat of number two, just quietly, Meta AI. These achievements demonstrate Stephen Fenech's expertise, influence, and contributions to the technology industry in Australia.
Not one mention of South.
Oh.
No mention of my footy career. Well, it wasn't that big a career.
See, this is an example. The reason I'm doing it is how it's conversational and remembers what you did.
Yeah.
You didn't mention... his rugby league career, okay?
It'll think I'm Mario now. You watch.
I said ripped off. You didn't mention his rugby league career. I apologise for the oversight. Stephen Fenech's rugby league career is indeed another notable aspect of his life. Before becoming a well-known technology journalist, he played professional rugby league for several years, including stints with the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs and the Sydney Roosters in the NSWRL and the Australian Rugby League competitions. His athletic background and experience in the world of rugby league might have influenced his success as a journalist. This is gold.
Wow, Dave. Dave, who played for the Bulldogs and Roosters, would never have played for the Roosters.
That's wild.
Wow.
See how inaccurate it is, by the way. This is the point, right? This is what your point earlier was. You ask it to do something because you're trying to cheat the system or something. You submit it. Like, you would be laughed out of the room if you submitted that.
Like, you could have Googled better information.
Now, this is morbid, right? But imagine in the future people are using this for, you know, obituaries and stuff, right?
Yeah.
You cannot trust it. We've just proven you cannot trust without cross-referencing.
Has been the case. I've always been suspicious of it. And I reckon the point I mentioned before about how I reckon these little mistakes are in there as sort of part of not testing itself, but testing the user to think, oh, is that right? It means you've got to go to a second source. You can't trust that on its own.
Yeah.
Right? So is it to combat people just totally just plagiarism, just totally using it to write their own stuff?
And here's where it goes downhill, because I said, can you provide some links to justify your data on his rugby league career? He says, here's some links. Mate, they're all about Mario.
Yeah, of course.
And Mario didn't play for the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs.
No,
or the
never. All the Roosters.
No, he didn't.
No.
It was North Sydney.
North Sydney and the South Queensland Crushers.
Wow.
But it was...
I love...
Path of least resistance.
I love that it's in a place that it's accessible.
Yeah,
right?
Of course.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
And I think the image generation is more exciting to me than the text.
But isn't it designed to help you write better posts and stuff like that too, or suggest like how it was pitched when I saw the release was, you know, you might be planning a holiday to Italy or something, which I am. So it'll suggest.
Well, think about where they put it. For you. The biggest complaint I got on the radio this week was announcers going, "It's ruined my search." Like I used to be able to hit search and search for things, and now it's all this AI meta AI stuff. So they've taken the search bar and made it meta AI because they want Google.
Of course they do. They want data. They want your data.
They want you to not use Google for anything, and they want you to know that you can use this to search those. Like, what's the capital of Chile? Yeah, you just use Google, but it's easier if
you don't
I
have
just
to go out
here.
Of Facebook now.
Or WhatsApp or whatever your primary app is.
See, it's a tool to keep you engaged more in the app.
I'm in WhatsApp more than I'm in any other app, I reckon.
It's going to keep you there even longer now.
That's where it wants me. Yeah. Interestingly, on it's the WhatsApp, you know, it's a phone number. It doesn't even say Meta AI.
It's like, right, this is what it reminds me of. It's like when Foxtel put Netflix, Prime and everything on Foxtel to keep you on Foxtel.
Yeah.
So that's the similar sort of move, eh? They've got Meta AI to keep you there longer. So if those searches you just did now, before last week, you would have had to go to Google or ChatGPT.
Yes.
So it's just keep you in the store longer, keep you in the casino longer.
Yeah.
You know, get your data.
What
are you searching about? I honestly reckon, keep note of what you've seen. Can you see your search history on this or not? Well, you can just see the chat, can't you? I reckon keep note of what you're asking it and see if it generates ads in relation to that.
Yeah, right.
You know, like whether that's going to happen or not, I don't know. But to me, this is just yet another way you can serve up data.
Look, that's the thing. Someone said to me, well, why wouldn't I just do this? It's because they want you. You're the product. Yeah. It's free because you're the product.
They want you in the app.
I don't think they ever want to charge you for it. I think they just want you using it more so they can learn more about you.
How's this going to go for parents? We're in this sort of discussion now of parental control, you know, how much time do you want a kid to spend on social media and all that sort of stuff. This is going to have, I reckon, a detrimental effect there. It's going to make them, well, if it works, it's going to make them want to stay on there longer. It's going to keep them in that app longer rather than, you know what I mean? Like they're going to, it's like the, you know, when you go into a store and at the counter, they've got all the cool stuff near the counter, that sort of impulse buy stuff. It's like that. It's like the impulse thing that you got there. Think, oh, I'm going to ask it this. Or you suddenly get an idea. Like you probably see a friend of yours post or something, right? And you'll think, oh, wonder what, and then it'll generate ideas for you then to, that's right, I can ask this now.
Yeah.
Mate, it's a smart move on Meta's behalf.
Just finally, the big thing I think that they haven't done yet, but they definitely announced last year when they announced all their AI stuff, right? And this is the first thing I tried and it didn't work. The idea is you're meant to be able to bring it into chat. So if I'm having, I've got a group chat with like five or six boys. If we're having an argument about something, I should be able to tag Meta AI and say, at Meta AI.
Yeah. What's this?
Was John Gorton the first Prime Minister? And it'll come back and say yes or no.
So inside your chat?
Yes. You meant to be able to tag it. No.
Not yet.
That was definitely demonstrated at the announcement. Otherwise, I dreamt it. But that was the vision.
I'll be honest, that's how I thought it was going to work. I didn't think it was just going to be a search box on top of the app. I thought it'd be more something that comes into play when you need it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like can be accessed when in the mid-conversation.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think that's the goal. They just need, I guess it's right. They need to get people to understand it first before you then bring it into chat.
I saw one other person and our common friend, April Lim. Mm. She was using it on WhatsApp and she shared it. Like, you know how she knows Italian and that, right? She was speaking Italian on WhatsApp and it said, don't worry, I can speak Italian. And then his reply was, we're still learning Italian. It's a fail from the start. It's just an example of it. Look, it talked itself up and then said, oh, sorry, no, I'm not actually as good as I thought it said I was. That was funny.
I think keep it simple at first, folks. And, the message.
But it's going to get better.
I was going back to parenting. The message here is, I think it's a great tool. I think all AI is a great tool.
Yeah.
And I think of little Harry and he's a different type of scholar to Vivi, for example. Victoria is books, you know.
Yep.
I think Harry needs the push. Like if he's got to write a story, I think he needs the idea and then he's like, oh, cool, I'm onto it. And he can write it, you know
what
I mean?
So he gets a bit of a springboard.
So bring it on. Yeah. Ask it for an idea about a fun story. And then as long as you don't copy-paste, as long as you go, right, now let's expand that into 600 words.
I think that's the best use of AI
where
it can help you achieve, get stuff done, help you suggest things and just get the ideas
going. I said it to Amanda today. She rang me and asked for my advice on something she was writing, and I said, let me ask. So I just wrote ChatGPT, and I came back with a post. She's not going to change. She's not going to copy and paste that post use it. But the way the words were used, it was like, that's actually a good way of saying it. So why don't we try that?
Did she say, thanks, Dad, I could have done that here instead of ringing you? Is that what she said?
Amanda. She wouldn't call me Dad for a start.
Oh, I thought you said it was Victoria. Sorry. But Amanda should have said, oh, I could have done that here, mate.
No, but she doesn't, like, she doesn't think of it that way, AI that way. And also, she doesn't have my login, so.
Ah.
I have
you got the account. You got a proper account.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the restriction of not paying for ChatGPT? Why am I paying for it?
I don't pay for it. I just use it occasionally. I don't use it every day, all the time. Okay. Yeah.
I think it's the levels of a ChatGPT as the image generation.
No
stuff.
Wonder. I might, you know what? I'm going to create an account and I think you get a better quality response.
Yeah, well, send me a prompt and I'll do it and see.
Not looking for the – it's got better sources, I think, if you pay for it.
I wonder.
Yeah. I got the no-frills, the no-frills free version. It's thinking, tell him anything. And it'll – I reckon that's a little – that's like an upsell to say, well, you know what, if you pay, you get a better result.
Mm.
Yeah.
Let us
maybe
know
if
you
paid on – although Meta's free, Meta AI is free.
Yes.
If, maybe the responses about me might have been different.
If you've generated some wild images on WhatsApp, forward them to us.
Yeah.
Like you could forward them, because you can use it. We can use text number. You can forward them on WhatsApp to 0477-657-657. I don't think it does explicit stuff, does
within
it?
Within reason.
Any of that.
Well, I don't think Meta won't allow that. Meta wouldn't allow that.
Do you want me to ask?
No. What are you going to – are you going to just type in something? Hey, mate, it's up to you. This is live here. We're live.
You talk amongst yourself while I prompt.
What are you typing in? But you know what? I think it's there's probably uses of this we haven't thought of yet. I reckon there's going to be – I'd like to know, first of all, the most common thing people ask. I think on 2GB the other week they were talking about – they were asking it its opinion. They were sort of saying who's the best-looking announcer at 2GB?
Yeah.
Which is such a subjective thing, right? Yeah. How's that fact?
Oops, I can't generate that image.
There you have it.
Can I help you with something else?
There you have it.
Yeah. Prove. Two Blokes Talking Tech. Let us know what you get up to on Meta AI and whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. I don't know.
And do you use it? If you use it or not.
Yeah. Be keen to know.
This is Two Blokes Talking Tech.
We do it all thanks to great people at Netgear, netgear.com.au. And if you're a traveller, especially around the world, the new Netgear M6 Pro Nighthawk mobile hotspot works in 125 countries. So basically, you can go and get a SIM card in America or in England, wherever you are, put it in this and still hotspot. So here's a great example of that. You're a family. You've just gone to Disneyland. You don't want to pay for the Wi-Fi. Or you're at a venue or an event and you want to have you don't have to have roaming on your phone. So you pay for one SIM card, you put it in this, the whole family can have access to their WhatsApp, their Instagram, all these things that use the internet. Or you might be a small business and you want to share internet with everyone at work. That might be out on the roads here in Australia. Or you might be a traveling group and you can do it overseas. Because it's an unlocked device that you can buy direct from Netgear at netgear.com.au. 5G connection, millimeter wave Wi-Fi 6E, like it's got it all. With up to 32 devices connected simultaneously. Good luck finding 32 people to connect to your Wi-Fi when you're sitting in a cafe or somewhere like that. You'll be fine. But full security and everything you need. The Netgear Nighthawk M6 Pro, available now at netgear.com.au.
This is Two Blokes Talking Tech with Trevor Long and Stephen Fenech.
We woke up this morning to an Apple event invitation.
I actually went just before I went to bed.
Really?
Yeah, it came through at 12:03 a.m. I was going to bed.
Halfway through my sleep at that
point. There you go, mate.
Yeah, very much so. Let Loose is the title of the event, and the image is probably the biggest giveaway of any Apple invitation ever.
Yes. Is it Apple, a hand holding an Apple Pencil?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a colourful Apple logo
what that
behind
is.
It.
Yeah.
Are they launching a camera? No.
No.
They're launching new iPads and possibly a new Apple Pencil.
Possibly a new Apple Pencil.
Well, I mean,
absolutely a new Apple Pencil.
It just indicates to me it's definitely iPads.
Tim Cook even tweeted or X'd or whatever the hell you say, pencil us in for May 7th.
Oh,
you embedded that in my story. Did you read the story on Tech Guide?
No, mate, I didn't because I got the email myself. Why would I do that?
Look,
just tell me why I would read your story.
Because you've already seen it. If you'd already wrote your own version.
Oh, I've got the invite.
Okay. Yeah, no. So have I. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It came through
you
at the same time.
You offended I didn't read your story?
No, not at all.
Okay. But did it come through at the same time? Let me check. 23:59. Time yours come?
Yeah, of course it was.
Really?
Mine came through at...
It's terrible.
Oh, boy. What have we become?
Can't find it now.
Okay. Because it came through so late?
No.
Anyway, we digress. Apple iPads for sure. It's a virtual event. It'll be midnight on May the 8th Australian time. So basically...
12:03 a.m.
Oh, there you go. So 4 minutes later. That's okay. You got there in the end. Yeah, email takes good. Time to deliver. You know that.
Yeah, mate.
You get some people on your 20 million people mailing list every Thursday that get it at, you know,
that's
the
right.
first minute. And
that's
there's others
right.
that have to wait a couple of hours.
That's all good.
That's fine.
I'm not offended.
It's the way email works. I get your Tech Guide newsletter so late in the day.
Do you really?
Yeah.
You do not.
What are you talking
Depends
about?
Depends on when I send it. Well,
I'm
it's
joking,
sent,
mate.
It's only sent about what you don't give subscribers a newsletter. Do you really?
What?
Do you really?
Tech
good on you,
Guide.
Mate.
It's the first thing I delete every week. Heineken partners with, look at this.
That was last week's one.
Well, oh, mate, wow. You haven't sent one this week.
Oh, it's tomorrow.
At the time of recording.
It's tomorrow. It'll be now. Yeah.
Yeah. I got it at 11.
Just in time for Anzac Day.
Anyway, and, I'm subscribed.
Full respect to our, thank you for your service.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're talking about.
We're talking about Apple, and I think I wrote a story, I reckon, about 6 weeks ago saying that they're going to drop late March, and I was wrong. About the iPad Pro. iPad Pro is apparently going to have an OLED screen.
Yes.
So it's going to be thinner.
Well, yeah, that will make it thinner, which is great.
And the OLED will only be for the Pro.
Right.
The normal screen will be for the Air. Now, the Air apparently is getting a, or if you believe the rumors, the Air is getting a 12.9-inch model as well.
Mm.
So the Air is a 10-inch. And then there's going to be a 12.9-inch. I'm a big fan of the Air. I like it.
Yeah, same here. Yeah.
So it's the middle one. You know, it's, you got the iPad, you got Pro, and this is in the middle.
Yeah, I'm a massive fan of the Mini, to be honest, but anyway.
Yeah, and the Mini is there's no mention of the Mini. I think the Mini is actually more expensive than the iPad, isn't it? Even though it's smaller.
It's got a great device.
It's got a faster processor, Do they still make that?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
I only bought this like a month and a half ago.
You know what surprised me? In my research for this story, I was looking back, they haven't announced new iPads since October 2022.
Oh, wow.
That was the last
time. Any new
time.
iPads?
Nothing since then. And it was the iPad Pro with M2 and the 10th Gen iPad came out in October. Well, my reviews appeared October 2022. So add that up. We're talking, nearly 18 months between upgrades. So it is, it's about time.
That's a long time between drinks.
I know. But the other thing, there's going to be a new accessories apparently too, Magic Keyboard.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the Pencil. Apple Pencil. The big rumor is it's going to have two new features. One is a squeeze function.
Wow.
So if you squeeze it, it'll activate some new feature, which I don't know what it would be, whether it's, whether it's, it might open up a box or do something, I'm not sure. But the other thing is that it's said to be also compatible with the Vision Pro. So imagine writing in midair with the Vision Pro. Having the – you don't think that's a good idea?
No.
I think that's a great idea.
I don't think so.
Having not used the Vision Pro longer than half an hour from the launch last year, but I think it might be – you might be able to take like virtual notes. You might be able to write in midair and do stuff like that. Remember when we went on with Oppo and the VR, you can do that?
You can do that with HTC Vive as well. It's a good demo, but what are you using it for in the real world?
Well, if you're an Apple, you might be using the Vision Pro, the spatial computer. You might have something in front of you that you're working on. You might be able to work on it virtually like that. I don't know. Is it a possibility?
No.
You don't reckon? You wouldn't use that?
No.
Would that sort of defeat the purpose of just to do it on a normal iPad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you just need
normal getting choices. Have you read that there was a story, I think, I read this on Mac Rumors too, that about the heavy drop off of purchases of the I'll look it up while
of what? Just of what?
Of the Vision Pro.
Yeah, but that's a product that is gonna peak and plateau.
But let me I'm just trying to find the headline.
You think about a expensive product first to market.
Yeah.
It's never going to be like iPad growth.
Apple cuts Vision Pro shipments as demand falls sharply
beyond expectations. Yeah, and sharply beyond expectations is in quotes.
Behind,
according to an Apple analyst, Ming-Chi Kuo,
renowned analyst.
Yeah, well, someone who's sort of got,
I'm pretty sure I've heard that name before,
got skin in the game, knows a lot about Apple, who's an insider like that.
Look,
dude from.
I think they need to, like, at this. Let me ask you this: in May the 8th, are they going to say and Vision Pro coming to UK, maybe, Canada, and Australia?
Yeah, possibly. I reckon they'll probably save that announcement for WWDC. Because don't you got to remember, less than a month later, or exactly a month later, nearly, is going to be Worldwide Developers Conference. So I like how they're getting this out the way, making this announcement to keep WWDC clean, or also have that so there might be other hardware at WWDC rather than having the iPads involved, an Apple Pencil. So I reckon they just want to keep clearer airspace for Worldwide Developers Conference. So maybe there'll be definitely more Vision Pro announcements at Worldwide Developers Conference.
Yeah. Getting back to May the 8th, new iPad Pros across the range. OLED,
iPad Air.
New iPad Air that's bigger.
Yep.
And the standard iPad Air will probably get better processor. Yep. And then the standard Apple iPad, does it get updated?
Was that going to be 11th gen? 11th what are we gen? Up to? Yeah, well, 10th gen was launched 18 months ago, like the iPad Pro with M2. So it'll be naturally M3 now. iPad Air with M3 as well. Will that be M3? And also, I think the iPad Pro, there'll be, you know how there's 11-inch, and there used to be 12.9. I think they're going to make a 13. They're going to round it up to 13 as well.
I don't know.
Something. Also,
I'd not
too,
be mini.
The other rumoured change is the camera repositioning.
For spatial video.
Yeah. So that you, the front FaceTime camera.
Oh.
So you know, remember how
like on the side.
Yeah, on the iPad. I've got an iPad right here. So at the moment, like this is an iPad Pro, the camera is there, right? The camera's on the short edge.
Yes.
So,
but majority of usage is
you
in
use
landscape.
It like that. So the camera is going to be repositioned here. So it's going to be on the landscape, the longer
really
edge.
Annoying to people who use it primarily in portrait.
Well, I think it could adjust better from that position rather than adjusting from landscape from all the
That's
way on
really
the side.
It's a really cumbersome case, mate.
It is. Sorry, mate.
I don't know that
hit the
I'm
microphone
a fan of
everything.
It, to be honest.
Of the case?
Yeah.
It's from STM, mate.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. It's a great case. No, I've got no STM. Skin in that game. I just think it's, I guess it's a robust case, is it?
It is. It's a hard case. You know, I've got to bring it to the Wild West out here. I've got to look after it, mate.
Someone tell him to grow up. All right.
But no, so that's the camera repositioning, possible camera bump change as well, because you mentioned spatial audio.
Video.
You've got your little dummies over there for the 16, remember we spoke about last week. So there'll probably be the reconfiguration of the cameras, because weren't they diagonal? Hang on. Yes. So I'll check right now.
Yeah, but on the – there's
No, they're straight. Look at that. Yeah, they're right. Together. Yeah, look, they're already
– they're tiny though, aren't they? Do you think they make them way bigger?
Maybe. So this is the Pro 11-inch, this one, which I bought, by the way. It's mine. I bought this.
Okay, iPad Mini's mine too.
I bought a couple of them, yeah. June 30 purchase, that one.
Nice.
Yeah.
Your accountant said, mate, buy some stuff.
Buy some stuff.
You're doing very well.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah.
You done your tax? Are you all sorted? You're in good shape?
For what year?
I think end of May, May's the deadline for 2022-23. Yeah.
Yeah, done last year. It's ages ago.
Yeah, but the deadline is now.
Okay, freaking me out.
Around now. Yeah. Are you good?
I think so.
You got an accountant? You talked to the accountant?
Yeah.
I just paid my accountant's bill too. It was solid. Yeah.
I just had someone here today to me and said, do you rent this place? I went, yeah. He goes, you should buy it. I went, what?
Buy it?
What are you
what
talking
for?
About? No, because then it's an asset. Like, oh, I don't know. I never thought about that stuff.
Yeah. You can make different. Man. You claim the rent and all of those. Is your accountant looking after you with the.
Assume so.
Yeah. Of course, mate. It's you're spending money to make money. That's your claim it then.
I understand that. But if it was an asset.
Yeah. Do you claim any of this, mate? Do I get a cut as well?
Everything.
That's good.
I claim every bit of technology.
I might tell about all the amount of energy I use in my EV to get here. Is that part of the deal or what?
Right, let's move on. He's just complaining now. That's what happens. He complains. We move on. Two Blokes Talking Tech. You can read about the Apple launch at techguide.com.au or EFTM.com or both. Go to both. What does it matter?
This is Two Blokes Talking Tech.
Well, an announcement through Uber. Uber for teens. And this is in response to, we've all been there.
Yeah, your kids are at this age now.
Yeah.
Two of your kids, anyway.
Well, Jackson has my login.
For Uber?
Yeah.
Okay, but he's also got his license.
There was a couple of times. Well, it was actually, so it was when he was 16, when he was working, and it'd be like, oh, we might be late back, so in case we don't get you back, you get an Uber, right?
Right.
And so, little bugger, the other day, I get an Uber just to drop, after I drop off the Ford, I get an Uber back.
Yeah.
That night he comes home, and he goes, do you get an Uber today? I went, what? Like, here's he gets the notifications. Oh. I'm like, log out of my account. So cheeky. Now, as a parent,
yes.
I can send him an invite to create an Uber teen account. Now, to be clear, it only works in Adelaide, Hobart and Canberra at the moment. And the reason for that is to implement this, they need to make sure the drivers have a working with children check.
Yeah.
In Canberra, Hobart and Adelaide, that was a requirement of being an Uber driver.
So they've
got to go through the system and get enough drivers on the books in New South Wales, Queensland and Western Australia and Victoria that have working with children checks before they can then implement Uber Teen in those locations.
So drivers in New South Wales, Victoria, Queensland, it was Victoria one of them,
no.
South Australia. So drivers in those other states will be getting notifications to say if you want to take part, you've got to get
a check.
You
would assume so, yeah.
Because it's not only the – is it working with children?
Not if you want to take part. We can't launch it until you do. So I can't create an Uber Teen account. Well, I probably can, but Jackson can't take rides. They're not available in Australia.
So it's working with children check and working with vulnerable person registration, depending on the state you're in.
Yes.
That makes sense because, look, the idea of this is the parent or the child can have their own account or access to your account, make a booking, you get the notification, approve it, and then the driver obviously has to have part of these checks and you can monitor the share the ride.
Yep.
And you can also, too, like the live trip tracking, pin verification. It was like
so
picking up Uber Eats.
A couple of safety features that we can turn on if we want to and you could when you're taking an Uber, but most people don't. They're turned on by default. So pin verification, before you get in the car, you read out a pin, they read out a pin, it matches, whatever.
It's like when you get your Uber Eats. Haven't you done that?
Yeah, sometimes you get that. And then the other one is there's a thing called ride check, I think it is.
Yes.
So basically, if your driver goes a different direction, like off track, it can alert the parent and it will alert the passenger as well. So everyone will get a notification going, hey, why are you off
track?
Where
are you going?
It could be because of the road closure or something like that.
True.
But it means the teen can then ring their mum and say, no, it's because there's a road closure or whatever.
What about there's audio recording too?
Yeah.
So that
if you want it, yeah.
Yeah, so if you want to get it, so that records the entire trip.
So I could say to Victoria... I want you to use, I'm happy for you to use it.
Yeah.
Because it's an emergency, but I want you to turn on audio recording and that will record everything that's happening in the Uber.
Yeah. So you make sure there's nothing inappropriate or anything offensive that's happening there.
I guess.
Yeah.
It's not like a live broadcast, but it's.
No, well, it's just
it's
one.
Backup.
It could provide evidence if something goes wrong.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly.
It's a yet another, I think just another layer of security there.
A lot of people say, well, why would you do this? Just pick your kids up or whatever. But like, let's say you've got one kid at sport training, got another one at work. And I don't think about it for 13, 14. I think about it for 15, 16, 17-year-olds who are, you know, they're allowed out with their mates or they've got a job or whatever. Mm. And you've got, like when I'm away, Amanda's got the entire responsibility of just the family. Like she already does 90%, right? But my 10% might be, being the second car, right?
Well, Uber did some research.
Mm-hmm.
58% of parents say their work schedule prevents them from driving their teens where they need to go. And one in five, so 20%, ask their teen to miss out on those activities because they can't drive them there. That's a lot.
Yeah, that is.
And the other research is that a lot of parents feel the burden. 60% of parents say they feel pressured to be able to drive their teens to avoid them missing out on those activities.
Yeah.
Pressured. Isn't that your job?
And yeah, I know it is. But there's sometimes...
But for time, not everyone has time. Like, we've all been in this situation where mum's working, dad's working.
We had a big big school fair, like a night of fireworks and stuff on, and we were all there as a family. Amanda was working, like helping out. Like, I was there with Harry and Vivi, and Jacko just needed to leave. Like, he wanted to go home.
Really?
Right? And we were like, mate, just get an Uber. Like, just get an Uber.
Where was he going?
Just home.
Oh.
Just needed to go home.
Didn't want to be with you anymore.
No. And he'd be done.
Yeah.
Right? So whatever reason, it's like, man, I can't leave because Harry's on the ride there. Vivi's over there. I can't.
Yeah,
and your mum's working.
Yeah.
So rather than put him through it, I went, mate, just get an Uber. Right? No dramas.
Fair
I think it's one of those things you should create as a backup.
Yeah.
Because let's say your car breaks down while you're on your way home from work and you've got to pick old mate up from sports training.
Absolutely.
Just text him and say, sorry, mate, the car's broken down. You can use the Uber account.
Or get a lift off someone else.
Well, obviously, there's those situations too. But
yeah,
I don't know. Look,
I think it's in response to our sort of parents are busier.
Yeah.
Yeah, in this day and age, it's both parents are usually working.
Your mum would have been there to pick anyone up anywhere, anytime. Oh, yeah. And that's not the same anymore for some people. That's some families are working hard, working late, working long hours, doing all those things. And it's just bloody hard sometimes.
Absolutely, mate. Absolutely right.
So I think it's a good move. I think it's good. I don't think it's a be all and end all. I think it's just a good thing.
It's
and by
like
the way, you get the
higher
rated drivers. So you don't get some bloke that's on 4.1. You get the higher rated drivers too.
You don't get a random newbie. You get someone who's been driving for a while.
Yes.
Of course.
So there's a bit of extra trust you can put into it. But
of course.
You know, with anything, there's a decision to make as a family about risks, but I think it's a pretty low risk exercise. Yeah. I'd prefer, it's like let's say Jacko, I'd prefer when he was 16 – to have him take an Uber home from Hornsby to our place, like a 10-minute drive at 10 o'clock at night after a shift at Coles, then walk 15 minutes to find a taxi.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely, mate. No, of course. Safety is first. You
certainly prefer that to him walking home.
Yeah, absolutely right. No. And it's – well, that's the reason why it's been created. It's like everything, that it solves a problem.
Yeah.
And fulfills a need.
Let us know what you think. Details, Uber Teen at techguide.com.au and EFTM.com.
This is Two Blokes Talking Tech.
Well, we are proudly supported by Arlo, and we've got some breaking news.
Big news.
Arlo has launched an entry-level security camera for $99.
Wild!
It's the Arlo Essential FHD, full HD, outdoor camera, second gen. You can only get it exclusively at Officeworks. So this is $99. It records in 1080p, full HD video, fully wireless and weather resistant. So you can have freedom where you want to mount it. You can hear and speak clearly with visitors using the two-way noise-cancelling audio. It even has the ability to identify details in low light with color night vision. It has a rechargeable battery compatible with Google Home and Amazon Alexa, and there's an integrated spotlight and siren for added security. Arlo Secure Plan is included. After a trial, the plan then to keep the premium features like 30-day video cloud storage and the smart notifications, people package, vehicle detection, and more. It allows you to do that as well. But $99.
Great value.
How can you say no to that?
Great value.
If you're thinking, it's a bit expensive, it's $99. It's a deal, though, with Officeworks, apparently, available exclusive at Officeworks. But if you want to get the Essential second gen, which is better resolution, there's the 2K, there's even 4K quality cameras as well, the floodlights, your doorbell, they're also available widely. You can see them at Arlo.com, but this is a brand newie. Under $100 for an Arlo Essential full HD outdoor camera.
Check it out, techguide.com.au and EFTM.com.
This is Two Blokes Talking Tech with Trevor Long and Stephen Fenech.
Right, Belkin's launched something that looks very familiar. And I'm like, I've got one of those. It's a whole bunch of wireless charging devices. Now, the one that stands out the most is the beautiful base with a metal stand that you can put your phone on and your watch on, right?
Yeah, and your AirPods on.
And that's great. But this is not MagSafe. This is
Qi 2. Which is written Qi.
Now,
is Qi.
There's one also called the convertible magnetic stand. I saw this at IFA and CES.
CES.
So this is a great little thing that sits flat so you can charge your phone flat or you can stand it up. Now,
then you pop it up.
Qi 2, I'm going to break it down real simple for you. Qi 2, MagSafe for Android. There it is. Okay, that's what it is. Qi is a wireless charging standard that allows you to charge anything wirelessly. An iPhone can sit on a Qi charger, no dramas. It's all about how much voltage and stuff they do. It doesn't matter. Irrelevant. But MagSafe introduced this amazing new thing of having a phone that just sticks something and elevated. You can turn it around. You know that it's charging because it kind of magnetically attaches to the sweet spot of charging. Have you ever done that thing where you put your phone down and you move it a bit and it's off?
It goes off the charger.
So Qi 2, like MagSafe, magnetically attaches so that you know you're getting the right charge.
So that works for Android phones too.
Little cart before the horse here, though.
Right.
Because there ain't no Qi2 Android phones.
Not yet.
But I think...
Can't you get cases? Qi2 chasers?
I think you'll find MagSafe phones will still work on these. So if you're a family that has a bit of Android, a bit of Apple, then buy the Qi2, which means your iPhone can charge there. And when old mate gets a, let's say the S25 comes with Qi2 charging.
Or the Google Pixel 9. Yeah.
I reckon Pixel 9 could be first because, you know, it's Google. That should be ahead of it. Then
the Nothing phones don't have that?
No. No, they have, well, the 2 has wireless, but not the 2A. Yeah, boom. You've got a device that works for both or all members of the household. So it's pretty cool.
Excellent. So Qi2 is not just a mention of the speed, it's also just a mention of that compatibility, the magnetic.
It's a bit of everything, right? It's a ramp up of the charging and of the essentially the attachment technology.
And of course, if you've got an iPhone, you can actually take advantage of that feature where if you put the phone on its side, it turns it into a clock.
Mate, I introduced this to Carl this week.
Oh, did you?
I gave Carl two little bedside clock style Belkin chargers.
Yes.
I said, one for you, one for Jazz. You're going to love it. Next day, he goes, that's unbelievable. Like, because he didn't have a clock radio.
There you go.
He didn't have a clock.
He has a phone now, mate.
And I said to him, you've got to remember, though, when your phone's in standby mode for an iPhone, at night, if the room is black, it turns off.
Yeah.
I said, just wave your hand in the air and it'll just come on. It does. If you're just rolling over to look at the time, you'll see the time's off.
Yeah, right.
Probably a setting you can change for that. But, mate, I reckon standby mode is one of the greatest things Apple's done in a long time.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And I think that when Android users discover magnetic attach, which a lot of the – so my son uses Quad Lock for all his devices. Yeah. Now, he uses an iPhone. But if you're an Android user with Quad Lock, you'll know these kind of things because they've got that kind
locks
of system.
In a place,
but this is just more industry-wide. This is a – I think over the next 3 years, we'll see pretty much Qi2 being the standard on a lot of non-Apple phones, and that's only good, I reckon.
Absolutely. And being Belkin, the products are also responsibly manufactured. Minimum of 72% of PCR materials and only
post-consumer recycled.
Plastic-free packaging as well. They're doing their bit.
So there's a few of them there to choose from. Yeah. It's well worth looking at.
Tell them the price, son.
Yeah, you tell them.
The 3-in-1, the Boost Charge Pro 3-in-1, $229.95. That can charge your phone, Apple Watch, and AirPods. Can that charge other watches, that one?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it might be like those original ones that come with a hole that you put you clip the thing into.
Okay.
No, that one there is Apple Watch and AirPods.
Yes, it is too.
So it's specific to someone with an Apple Watch. Yep. I don't know why you'd buy that when the MagSafe one exists.
Yep.
That doesn't quite make a lot of sense to me.
The 3-in-1. Well, yeah. Why would you buy it? Okay.
Because you've got an Apple Watch. You don't have an Android phone.
Of course.
It's probably.
Yeah.
I bet you any money. Yeah. How much is it? I bet you it's cheaper. So it's probably cheaper because I don't have to pay the license fee, which I'm just assuming here, that you've got to pay a license fee to use the term MagSafe.
Right.
I bet you any money that device is cheaper in its Qi2 standard than in MagSafe.
So then you've got your Boost Charge Pro 2-in-1 magnetic pad, which can handle a phone and your AirPods.
Yep.
And also you have the Boost Charge Pro convertible magnetic stand, which looks like when it's flat, it looks like just a normal wireless charger, but then it actually pops up and can has a stand, so you can put your phone in portrait mode or landscape mode. And then that's $99.95
Hang on.
As well.
Just to be clear, I'm not going to lie, I'm confused. But the 3-in-1 is an Apple device. It's only for iPhones.
Is it? Because it's MagSafe.
Yeah.
Right. Qi2 compatibility. So it's for iPhone 12 models and later, 5-watt to Apple Watch charging, 5-watt for AirPods.
Yeah.
It utilizes the magnetic Qi2 technology. So the Align connection is what it offers.
It's the same price.
So is that MagSafe?
Same price as the MagSafe version. That's the same product.
Okay.
It's the other ones that are more Qi2. Don't know.
Okay. Anyway, did you get this on EFTM?
We're definitely going to get feedback about this from the good people. But I'm going to say it's confusing because it's cart before the horse. There's no products. Like, what are we – who's buying the 3-in-1?
If you build it, they will come.
I think the watch is the challenge for them, though, because a 3-in-1 requires you to have the right. But see, with a Samsung watch, don't they work on Qi?
Yeah, they got a little black. They got the black.
On
a Qi charger. Yes, they do. Yeah, I think so.
So that's what they can incorporate Qi into the watch component.
You're saying then, well, in the watch or the AirPod component, can that charge a watch?
It's not an Apple Watch,
but it can charge a Galaxy Watch?
I'm talking about the 3-in-1, right?
Okay.
The 3-in-1 only works with Apple products.
Yeah, right. Okay.
It will, with a Qi 2 phone, it will attach there and it will work, but no other watch will work there.
Right.
And that thing where the AirPods are, that is just Qi.
You can't, but so you can't.
Other headphones
you
will work
charge,
there fine.
I
it's
have
the
charge
watch
others.
That's the problem.
Right. Okay. Interesting.
We've gone on too long. Two Blokes Talking Tech.
Everything about tech you never wanted to know. This is Two Blokes Talking Tech.
That's it, mate.
I just pointed at you to go, why don't you take us out, Stephen?
I'll take you out. Where do you want me to take you out?
Where do you want to go? Oh, thanks, honey.
We'll take us out. That was episode 630.
Are you going to wrap us
now? Two Blokes Talking Tech.
Pretty low-value show, to be honest.
Well, you reckon? How long did we go for?
Yeah, just cracked an hour.
Oh, really? Jeez, we're so a bit light. So you're saying
did you feel us dragging
you've gibbered less. Is that what you're saying? What?
Wow. This preparation was not enough.
That took 30 seconds, that shoot today, didn't it? We knew what was happening. We knew
there was
a few things.
Have we let people down in any way,
Not at all, mate. What else do you want to talk about?
I don't know.
I've got something to talk about. Put that pad back here, mate. I've got something to talk about. I can't believe that the host of the Today Show didn't know what a hotspot was.
Wasn't that wild?
What is doing
that? Sarah was like, what do you mean?
What?
Yeah.
So he didn't know you could hotspot your phone to your laptop.
He's a bit of a dope when it comes to tech.
Yeah.
Carl Stefanovic, that's you.
Great journo, great presenter.
Just a bit of a dope.
Yeah, just not very savvy when it comes to the tech. That's why they get Trevor in there.
That's
funny.
Mate, it would be pretty crap if they didn't need me and they just used
him.
I'd
like to know, isn't it funny how, you know how they have you heard that saying? My wife uses it a lot now. She says, I was today years old when I learnt this.
Yeah.
So Carl was today years old when he learned about a hotspot.
Yeah.
Is there something you've thought you found out that you're thinking, wow, I didn't realise that. And probably nothing in tech, but you know, like, is there something else?
No, I can't think of anything right now.
Yeah, I can't either, but I'm just saying, it's one of those things for him would have been that. You think, oh, wow, you can use your phone like that?
Yeah. It's a weird thing to learn.
Like a breakthrough moment.
I'll give you $20. His wife knows how to do it.
Oh, for sure.
And so, that's just what happens. It's like my wife doesn't know anything. She doesn't know how to hotspot now, though, so she does that all the time. Because we're looking at her battery or data usage. And it's like off the charts in her phone. It goes, you know, hotspot. I'm like, what are you doing? She goes, when I'm at work, I went, use the Wi-Fi. Like, what are you doing?
Why is that? She wants.
It was churning through a Kogan data.
Oh.
I paid for the cheapest plan.
You get a tap on the shoulder and say, you need a refresh.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to tap on the shoulder.
Isn't it your birthday soon? Oh, no, it's not till December. It's not till December.
Listen, we've gone too far. The start of the show is too close to the private. The end of it's becoming
any jokes or anything?
I got one.
A joke, mate?
I got an idea.
Okay.
You ready?
Stretching now.
Are you ready?
Yeah, you ready?
Yeah, go. Why couldn't the bicycle stand up by itself?
It had no stand.
It was too tired.
Not bad. Good dad joke, that one.
You ready? You want another one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where are you getting these from?
Why did the scarecrow win an award?
No.
Because he was outstanding in his field. These are Christmas
AI
cracker
jokes.
Yes.
Meta AI jokes.
By the way, I have a vast collection of jokes on various topics. If you're interested in a specific topic, yes, I am. What about a joke involving technology? That's a good one.
Yeah.
You reckon?
Yep.
Here's a tech theme joke for you. Why did the programmer quit his job?
Because he had enough bites.
Because he didn't get a raise. A raise, as in, is a programming term. A-R-R-A-Y-S.
Hang on, let me just turn the sound of crickets on. Hang on.
About podcasts. Podcasting. Reckon there's a joke about podcasting?
Yeah, it's called Two Blokes Talking Tech.
What? Why did the podcaster bring a ladder to the recording studio?
He wanted to reach a higher level.
Yes. That's not even funny. That wasn't funny.
So for the two people who are still listening, have you got another joke for them? Or
Sorry, podcasting humour can be a bit niche. What about a joke involving John Farnham? And I'll tell you why I say this.
What?
Ah, shoot. I spelt it wrong. Oh, no. Why did John Farnham's cat join a band?
Because he had the voice.
Because it wanted to be the voice of the group. That's not funny. Alexa, tell me a John Farnham joke.
No response.
Oh, it's got nothing.
Oh, no. Is it something on the screen there?
Oh, no.
Is it writing it yeah, rather than
probably
saying
is.
It?
Alexa has three John Farnham jokes.
Really?
Yes.
Are they any good? Once,
yeah, they're pretty good. I can't remember them.
What?
oh, man. Okay. We promised to wrap up in a second, okay? But now you've got me thinking
Even
about
I'm
it.
I'm bored.
Oh!
Come on.
That's the funniest thing ever. I don't have the Alexa app. It's not working.
Damn.
All right.
That's not a shame.
Dave's bored, so we're leaving.
Dave, see ya. Goodbye from Dave and goodbye from Trevor.
This is Two Blokes Talking Tech.